很高兴又一次来到南湾华人基督教会来讲道。
I'm very honored to be here with you again.
来今天听了，对不起，来听到一个好消息，今天你们聘牧工作已经进入到一个很重要的阶段。
I heard a good news. So your pastor search has entered into the final stage.
美国人教会不知道怎样，华人教会我这些年走过的地方看到。
I don't know about the American churches, but many North American Chinese churches that I've visited.
两件事最容易引起教会的纠纷。
The two things that cause a big contention within the church.
一个就是建堂。
One is to build church building.
因为需要掏腰包。
Because you have to empty your pocket for that.
另一个就是聘牧。
The other one is the pastor search.
每个人都有自己的想法。
Because we all have our preferences.
自己心中那个牧师形象。
Our own ideas of what a pastor should be like.
自己那些神学观念。
Our own theological ideas.
好不好？我们这件事祷告，求神要我们看到他要我们看到的。
But I think we should all pray to ask God to help us see what He wants us to see.
或者他要来派来那个牧养我们的牧者到底是谁
？That the one that He wants to send to us to be our pastor.
在的天父，求你怜悯我们。
God have mercy on us.
你知道这个教会已经很长时间没有牧者了。
You know that this church lacked pastor for.A long time now.
主把你要派到的牧人送到这里来。
God send a shepherd according to your will here.
要我们在你面前存一个敬畏你的心。
Help us to have a reverent heart before you.
放下自己的意见。
Put down our own ideas.
放下自己的想法和神学观念。
Put down our own theological thinking.
寻求你的国，寻求你的义。
Seek your kingdom and your righteousness.
寻求你放在这个教会中的意象。
Seek the vision that you place in this church.
主，求你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
要我们能敞开谦卑地敞开自己的心，接受你的怜悯。
Open our hearts to receive your mercy.
将祷奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray in Christ's name.
阿门。
Amen.
今天讲的一个题目应该是我最不敢讲的题目。
Today's topic is the topic that I don't think I'm worthy of preaching.
讲祷告。
That's on prayer.
因为我是个祷告不好的人。
Because I'm no good in prayer.
一直在学祷告。
I'm still a student of prayer.
但我非常清楚自己不是一个好的学生。
But I know that I'm not a very good student.
好的一点就知道自己祷告的还不好。
A good student knows that he's still lacking in prayer.
还去继续跟主耶稣学。
Still need to learn from Jesus himself.
我想可能对我们许多受过高等教育的知识分子，读圣经甚至解经、神学讨论都不是最困难的问题。
To many of the intellectuals in here, it is not so difficult.To be a student of the Bible.
可能最困难的问题就是说，我们能够在日常生活中，特别在小事上，能够向主耶稣不断地去祷告。
But what's more important is that we bring everything, even small things in life, before Christ in prayer.
因为我们脑袋里有很多的知识。
Because we're all filled with knowledge.
而且我们自己又都很有能力。
And we are very capable.
在日常生活中。
In our lives,
我们的工资大概面包都有呢。
Well, we have all kinds of provisions.
怎么样在这些日常生活中不断地向神祷告
？But how do we pray for little things in life?
我想这对我们信仰的一个非常严峻的挑战。
It's a great challenge in our faith.
好像路德说，信仰不是别的，就是一个祷告。
It's like Martin Luther said, faith is nothing, or faith, true faith is revealed in by your prayer.
今天这段经文是很长的一段经文。
Today's scripture is rather a lengthy one.
我大概主要会讲从第五节，一直到第八节。
But we shall focus on verses 5 to 8.
大概重点是讲在第六节上。
And the main point is on verse 6.
就是你在祷告的时候要进你的内室，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
And which says, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your father who is unseen. Then your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
刚才讲了，路德认为信仰不是别的，就是祷告。
Just as we said a moment ago, Martin Luther said, faith is revealed by your prayer.
其实犹太的拉比有另一句话也非常漂亮。
But the Jewish rabbi has another saying, which is just as good.
他说：“祷告是伟大的，胜过一切善行。”
This prayer is mighty and greater than all good deeds.
这个有的时候不敢想象啊。
It's unfathomable.
我今天为我日用的饮食向神求你给我今天的面包。
Pray for our daily bread.
开车之前祷告神呐、啊，求你给我让我保守一路安全。
Pray for all the safeties while we travel.
居然这些。鸡毛蒜皮的小事能够比一切善行都伟大。
Really, are these small things greater than all good deeds?
这挑战我们的思想，也挑战我们的心。
It challenges our way of thinking and challenges what's in our heart.
有一位基督教领袖说，许多自称是基督徒的人，平时他说的比较绝，就绝大部分是从来不祷告的。
A Christian leader once said, a self-proclaimed Christians seldomly, rarely pray.
其实，那绝大部分是不从来不祷告。我想这个大概说的过分了。
Maybe he was a bit over-exaggerating to say that these people rarely pray.
大概我们平时是祷告是很少的，应该对许多人是真实的。
But maybe it's true that.To some, Christians they rarely pray.
这几天就一直在看，就是说妨碍我们祷告的一些主要的障碍是什么。
So for the last few days, I've been trying to figure out what are the hindrances that prevent us from praying.
有位作者认为呢，人际关系的伤痕是我们无法经历祷告的主要原因。
Some people say the wound we suffer from interpersonal relationship is one of the hindrance of our prayer.
尤其是你青少年时代啊，儿童时代、早期时代那个伤痕，往往是你自己无法深入祷告的主要原因。
Frequently, that deep wound you suffered when you were young or younger is the one that prevents us from coming to prayer.
我想，这一点对我自己来讲，我觉得非常真实。
That was very true to me.
你知道我才信，我去教会多年，就是最难的一个就是那个祷告，开始说，慈爱的天父。
In my early days when I went to church, the one that I had the difficulty is when we pray, when we say, God of mercy.
因为是说，你说这个严厉的上帝，一个大有能力的上帝，这样的一个上帝，就像天上的父亲，我可以理解。
If you say Father is a stern figure in heaven, I could understand that.
因为从小我就知道，父亲的眼睛就是严厉的。
Because that's my image of my father, earthly father.
这位上帝是慈爱的天父，我无法想象。
But I cannot fathom the God being a merciful God.
比如说我们有时候少年时代经历母亲的特别的控制。
Especially when we under control from our parents.
我们许多人无法想象上帝能给我们这样一个上帝要给我们自由给我们爱的。
It makes us wonder how a God so great can give us freedom and love.
昨天晚上我女儿，因为我女儿今年就要上大学了。
Last night, I was spending some time with my daughter, who will start college this year.
他们四个一起 当年在教会就是从小就认识的几个小女孩呢，因为今年和明年到上大学，就到我们家里一直聊到12点。
So they had, she had some friends over who all started college and had had a gathering last night till midnight.
聊的过程中呢，后来我太太就给他们放一部影片《喜福会》。
So my wife will show them a DVD called
喜福会 Joy Club 是吧？
哦、Joy Club，
对 ，Joy Club。你知道那里一开始就是个妇女。是个母亲。
You know that it's about a mother and daughter.
完了，正好看的是四个女孩。
Mother with four girls.
你知道这些女孩们在讲话中哪句话不断重复
？You know which phrase that appear repeatedly in that movie?
中国人家庭，中国人的母亲。
Chinese family, Chinese mother.
哎呀，就是我们的，因为你那部影片就非常讲到那种母亲的控制。
It's about the control of Chinese parents over their children.
那种控制中带和别人家的比较中控制，你要像别人家的孩子那么好。
To the Chinese parents want their children to compare even better than neighbors' kids.
所以这些小孩们一边看一边。就笑哦哦 ，Chinese mother.
So, my daughter and her friends were watching this movie and laugh at the content.
当你少年时有这样很深刻的印象的时候，这种伤害感，你有时候很难想象说，我们的上帝是给我们自由，是给我们自由，是真的这个他的爱不是控制，而是给你自由，给你释放。
So such deep wound.Will hinder us from a true understanding that our God, who, although so great, loves us so much that He will not control us but give us freedom.
我想还有一个障碍就是我们对上帝，不大信得过。
Another hindrance is that we have trouble trusting our God.
就是说你自己在实际生活祷告的时候，你自己因为一些很急迫的祷告。但上帝并没有答应你。
Especially when you have urgent needs, you pray to God, but receive no answer.
尤其是这样的祷告，如果这样的经验有几次之后
，Especially if you have experienced such if it occurs several times.
即使你相信有个上帝存在
，Even if you believe the existence of God.
但你会觉得这个上帝即使存在，但他不在乎我。
But you probably will think that he doesn't care about us.
所以慢慢你就不去祷告了。
Long behold, you will gradually stop praying to him.
第三个主要障碍就是我们内心那种恐幽暗的恐惧或者是罪。
The third thing that prevents us from praying to God is our fear in our hearts.
这个有一个笑话，犹太人讲的一个笑话。
A Jewish story says goes like this.
一个很虔诚的拉比跟上帝祷告。
A very rather devoted rabbi prayed to God.
他说：“上主啊，求你拿去我一切的罪过，从此说我不再得罪你。
”The God remove all our sins, so I will not offend you anymore.
完了，上帝哈哈大笑。
After prayer, God was laughing.
那我还在饶恕谁呢
？Says, if I don't forgive you, who else should I forgive?
你会觉得这是一个很深刻的故事。
A story with rather profound meaning.
我不知道你们也这样感觉。我自己在祷告生活，当我们为自己祷告，我们常常跟神求你拿掉我一切的罪。我真的不想再犯罪。你把这个犯罪能力都拿走。我绝不反对。
I'm not against praying to God to remove all our sins and even the capability to sin.
但实际上你自己在祷告中，你生活中还要经常从罪去挣扎。
But the reality is we continue to struggle in sin.
你恨恶那个你身上有的罪，但你无法去完全拿掉。 好像你自己祷告就是神啊，你拿去，神也没有拿去，没有完全拿去。
As if even though we hate sin, especially the ability to sin, and pray to God to move it, and He does not remove it.
你感到你自己被抛弃了。
It's like we are forsaken.
你绝对不想要这些罪。
You do not want to sin.
你也知道靠自己能力无法战胜这个罪。
And we cannot overcome sin by our own ability.
但你说我相信神，神就把我罪全拿去了。
And then you say, I trust God will remove all my sin.
但实际上我们自己一些罪并没有被完全拿去。
But that's not exactly true in reality.
所以我们自己有的时候我们就不再敢继续为自己的罪向神祷告了。
So gradually, we do not dare to pray that type of prayer again.
我们不敢再去神啊，求你赦免我们的罪，使我在你面前变得更加圣洁，更加美好。
We no longer pray to God to remove our sins and help us to be more holy.
所以祷告真的，我们有个祷告生活有许多的障碍。
So there are many things that hinder us from in our prayer.
耶稣讲到这个犹太的这个祷告说，你们祷告的时候不要像那些伪善的人或假冒伪善人。爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。
So when Jesus said, when you pray, do not behave like the hypocrites, because they love to stand in the street corner in the synagogue to be seen.
我想这个来讲，对我们绝大多数人是不存在的。
I believe none of us here, behave that way.
其实我们要现在这样，哎呦，这样祷告应该还算不错的。
Maybe we think if we can pray like this, it's not so bad.
一天三遍站在这个路口一祷告，这一看，哇，基督徒要改变世界。
The people can see that we pray in the street corners and will change the whole world.
可能想站在这个会堂中间，带个领个会、领个诗或者带什么，这还有一点点。
Or maybe.It's okay for us to stand here to lead your prayer and pray before people. That's okay.
所以耶稣当时讲的并不是我们，他一开始讲的并不是我们现在的这个主要的障碍。
But when Jesus mentioned that about the Pharisees, this type of public showing a prayer is not the main problem.
我们是处在一个没有父亲的时代。
We exist in a fatherless society.
就是说，家庭的破碎，或者这是造成这一代人或几代人伤痕的一个重要或者一个基本原因。
Broken family is the reason for all the family troubles for generations.
所以我们要进入耶稣学院，我们的祷告，我们需要帮助。
So we need help in our prayer.
最重要的帮助是你自己去研讨圣经。
The main help is that you should study the Bible to learn how to pray.
我有个朋友，他一直讲了一个问题，他说过去多年其实我很恨上帝。
I have a friend who said I have hated God for many years.
我说为什么
？I say why?
他是属于那种天生的，或者说。很早就发现有抑郁症的，很早就发现有抑郁症的这样一个弟兄。
He's a brother who has been troubled with depression for many years.
他说许多时候他每隔五分钟就想自杀一次。
For a period of time, he had this suicidal ideation every 5 minutes.
我有时跟他聊说，我说你多应该感谢上帝啊。
I said, maybe you should try to give thanks to God more often.
因为那四分钟五十九秒，如果上帝不帮助你，你早就一命呜呼了。
Because if God had not helped you for 4 minutes and 59 seconds, you've died long time ago.
他说也是啊。
Then he said, maybe so.
他说每次当我自己真心想死的时候，我哎很奇怪，我一随手翻开一段圣经。神就说，我一读一下，我就觉得我还可以活下去。
He said, "Oh, that was true in his experience because he said, frequently when he had these suicidal ideas, he would turn the Bible and read a section of it, and then he find reason to continue to live.
我说你应该更加感谢神。
So I said you should thank God even more.
因为这种方式绝对不是我读圣经的方式。
Because that is not the correct way to study the Bible.
我说这么多年每次你想死的时候你就翻开圣经。
So for all these years, whenever you want to kill yourself and open the Bible,
我说你就没看到那节经文。
I thank God that you did not come across that particular verse.
犹大出去上吊死了。
Judah hung himself.
完你也照着做吧，第二个翻到。
So that you would follow, be a copycat.
所以我们一定好好的去研读圣经。
So we must study scriptures.
特别是诗篇。
Especially Psalms.
诗篇所有的 各种类型的祷告全有,
because it contains all forms of prayer.
高兴的时候大卫是赤身裸体赞美神,
the joyful prayer of David.
转过来之后说跟神抗议为什么离开我, 远离我,
or struggle with God and why you forsake me.
你就发现那是一个非常真实的一个人活在神面前活在他的恩典中。
It shows a genuine life before God in His mercy.
有大笑有哭泣,
with laughter and tears.
有挣扎有刚强,
with struggles and strength and faith.
有的时候还有点自吹,
sometimes even boasting a bit.
而且有的时候你看那个仇恨心理跟我们自己那个仇恨心理大概差不太多,
sometimes reveal the hatred not too much different from our problem.
我这一年越来越感到读诗篇有个感觉，你可以放胆在神面前祷告。
So reading Psalm shows me that give all in to in prayer before God.
你可以在神面前实话实说。
You can reveal your true self without pretense.
那么祷告还需要帮助的吗？ 就是我们 要阅读基督教的经典著作。
And to learn how to pray, we should also study the classics of Christian writing.
看那些历史上最伟大的圣徒是怎样祷告的。
To learn from the great Christians in the past, how they pray.
因为我们常常不会祷告。
Because we don't know how to pray.
但历史上那最伟大的圣徒在神感动他们的时候，他们有些最好的祷告。
But frequently God will touch those great saints in history to show us how to pray, how they pray.
那个祷告正好说出了我们自己想说又说不出来的。
To help us to say the things that we are not able to say.
所以去学习这样的祷告。
So to learn such prayer,
我们完了之后，我们就可以知道向神怎样去祷告。Then,
from the examples they set before us, then we begin to learn how to pray.
就像我前几次一再介绍的一个古代一个主教的一个祷告。Just
what I introduced to you a bishop in the past.
就是主啊，每一天愿我更多的认识你。God,
to pray that the God allows to know you more daily,
更深地爱你,
to love you more dearly,
更紧地跟随你,
to follow you more closely.
你就发现这三个字就把我们一生跟神的祈求全说出来了。
The three mere words will describe all his desire for God.
认识神我们要什么? 要更多。
To know you more.
爱神我们要更深,
to love you more deeply,
跟随主我们更紧,
follow you more closely,
而且是在每一天中,
daily.
所以这样一祷告我们自己要通过这些阅读这些伟大的书籍去学习。
So through writing like this, we can learn really how to pray.
因为成为伟大没有别的办法，你只能去效法伟大。
To achieve greatness, there's no other way but to imitate, to do what they do.
第三点需要去进食。
The Third point is to fast.
第四是需要在神面前去静默等候神。
Number four is to wait before him patiently.
最后它就是需要一个群体的祷告。
Number five, last, is the corporate prayer.
我想这都非常清楚，就不多讲了。So
I will not, you all know this, so I will not dwell on it more.
所以通过这些帮助，我们就可以去进入一个更深刻的祷告。So
through all these steps, process, we enter into a deeper prayer relationship with God.
然后耶稣就告诉我说，你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你的暗中的父，你父在暗中察看，必然报答你。Then
Jesus teaches us that when you pray, to enter in your room, close the door behind you, and pray to God, your Father who is unseen, and He will reward you.
和合本这个翻译，你知道吗？在我们中文读起来有一点点不舒服。
The Union version of the Chinese Bible may not translate it quite well.
这个新译本把它翻译的那句话翻译，像在隐秘中的父祈祷。
The contemporary Chinese version translate into pray to the Father who remains hidden.
这个天主教的诗稿本翻译成像你在暗中之父祈祷。
The Catholic Studium Biblicum, which is the Chinese version of the Catholic Bible, translate this in as pray to your Father who is with you in secret.
最新的一个译本叫新汉语译本翻译成像那位在隐秘中的父祷告。
The newest Chinese version translated pray Father who is unseen.
我这也跟兄弟们讲，就是为了我们更好的去读经祷告。
So in order to study the Bible and prayer,
我们应该多准备几本中文圣经本比较通行的译本。
So in order to understand true meaning, we should study the contemporary Chinese versions, different versions.
比如说现在比较这些年这20多年来新译本圣经的新译本。
So the new English translations.
新汉语译本。
In the contemporary Chinese version.
像我最近又看一个普及本的译本。
And the
新译本就可以了，又新的一种译本。
The newer version.
你会知道这些不同的翻译，许多时候能够帮我们更好的去把握那个和合本有的地方翻译的不是特别恰当的地方。
Different versions help us to grasp the true meaning of the original word.
就像我前一段看这个所谓普及本这个最新这个译本。
So when I read the current version,
我正好一下就翻到了旧约中的雅歌书。
I came across an Old Testament Song of Solomon.
你知道看中文的和合本那个雅歌书，你知道雅歌书被称为歌中之歌。
Song of Solomon is the Song of Songs.
所以犹太人讲，当雅歌书上帝赐给犹太人整个天地失去颜色，世界上一切都没有它珍贵。OK，就是最重要的，最棒的。
That was the best book God has given to Israelites.
但你读中文的和本，你没有那种感觉，你就读的有点别扭。
But when you read the Chinese Union version, you don't get that type of sense.
哇，我这次读了几个译本之后，我这第一次读到新译本中，哇，你就突然那种感觉真美。But
that all changed when I started reading the new contemporary version.
你就止不住的一遍一遍想读，再读再读。That
motivate me to read it repeatedly.
所以，而且还有一点就是，你对到几个不同的译本有新的那种，有的时候你知道，常读一种本子之后，你的慢慢容易就，那个脑袋就有点习惯性，就是有点僵化，有点麻木。
especially when we're so used to the old Union versions, our minds were restricted in knowing the true meaning because we have been habitually reading version like that.
Yeah. 那么几个不同的译本可以帮助你挑战你更深的去认识。
The different versions will challenge us to get a true, a newer appreciation of the scriptures.
所以这里是告诉你们，不是说你父在暗中查看。
Here is not really that your father in heaven is watching you in secret.
是说你祷告的这位父是在隐秘之中。
But the God who is invisible.
就是不是你的肉眼可以看见的。
That you cannot see him with your physical eyes.
是你凭着信心去相信他的存在的。
But you believe that he exists by your faith.
所以这就叫做向那边在隐秘中的父祷告。
But when you pray to an invisible God,
但这里的关键词是内屋这两个字。
But the key word here is inner room.
说你要进入你的内屋。
Enter into your inner room.
那个内屋到底是什么？
What is an inner room?
这个你要看现在的解释，你一般叫啊，就是里面一个房间。
A temporary explanation is that a room within your house.
我近年越来越看，愿意看古代教父对圣经的注释。
I fall in love with the early church fathers' commentary to the scriptures.
他们有的地方可能解释很牵强。
At times they are kind of rather stretching it when they try to interpret a verse.
但许多的地方非常深刻，能找出那种属灵的含义。
But many places they hit it right on and reveal the true spiritual meaning.
所以古代的一位教父屈佐多摩就解释说，
So the early church father John Chrysostom says,
他说你祷告的时候就像进入一座宫殿，但不是地上的宫殿，而是天上的宫殿。He
says, when you pray, you are entering a palace, not a earthly physical palace, but a heavenly palace.
你进到那里的时候要完全专注，心怀敬意。
When you enter, it takes your breath away, and you are totally in awe.
因为你在那里会遇到正在唱歌的天使，你与众天使长一起歌唱，向万有的主上帝歌唱。
Because there you will come across angels singing praises, and you will join them and sing with seraphim to the Lord of all things.
非常深刻。
Very impressive.
那个。 我不只是仅你看到你家的某一个房间，
It's not some room in your house.
是天上的宫殿，
But a heavenly palace.
并且在那里不只是你一个人，
And there you're not alone.
你是和众天使一起歌唱赞美主。
There you with the host, with a heavenly host to sing praises to the Lord.
所以天上的宫殿一定不是只仅仅你自己你家的一个房间。
So the heavenly palace is not just like a simple room in your house.
另一位教父解释说，
Another church father explains this way.
不错，耶稣是叫我们要进入内室里祷告。
Yes, indeed, Jesus teaches us to enter the inner room to pray.
但圣经也清清楚楚，耶稣也清清楚楚教导我们，在任何地方都可以祷告，都能够祷告。
But the Bible also teaches that we can pray in all circumstances in everywhere.
就是一方面，的确，耶稣在这里提到叫进入内室祷告。
Yes, Jesus said, "Go into the inner room and pray."
但圣经又清楚告诉你在任何地方都可以祷告，任何 地方都能够祷告。
But also, Bible says you can pray in anywhere and under any circumstance.
他说众圣徒在野兽面前，在牢狱里，在火焰中，在深海中，甚至在动物的腹中都祷告。
Bible says the saints in the past prayed before beasts, prayed in confinement, prayed in flames, prayed in deep water, and even in fish's belly after being swallowed.
所以上主不是要我们走进我们家里隐秘的地方。
So God does not want us to only pray in an inner room in our house.
而是要我们走进我们心中的卧室。
But an inner room in our hearts.
所以这个思想非常的高，就是那个内室是你心中的卧室。
So that inner room is the bedroom of your heart.
那么我们心中的卧室或者天上那个宫殿到底在哪里？是什么
？So what is this inner bedroom in our house or the heavenly palace? What is it?
我们的眼睛看不见。
It's invisible.
你绝对看不见。
You cannot see it with your naked eye.
那个最深的地方，你一辈子也看不见。
Not in your lifetime.
只能凭你的信心去看见。
But you can only see it by faith.
但你可以知道外室那个外屋是什么。
But you probably can understand what's outside that place.
就是你看不到里面那个内室是什么，但你可以看到外室是什么，外面那个屋是什么。
If you don't know what inside is, we can understand what's outside, out there.
那就是当你要进入祷告中，那个一团乱七八糟的想法涌进来那个地方，那就是外室所在的地方。
Outside is.When we try to pray, we start having all kinds of distractive thoughts and images.
我不知道大家有没有这种感觉。
I don't know if you have experienced this way.
其实你如果平时不祷告，你觉得你自己挺正常的。
If you don't pray that often, that's normal.
反正该干什么干什么。
I do things I please.
当你自己真的要进入祷告的时候，你就发现，哎呀。你刚要祷告那个，你持续安静在神面前，最初如果不是专门训练，你大概停止不了30秒。
But when you, for whatever reason, try to pray, and it doesn't take more than 30 seconds, waiting before God.
如果你在神面前能安静5分钟，没有任何杂念，那你就几乎是圣徒了。不，就是圣徒中的圣徒了。
If you're able to.Focus on God without any destructive thoughts for 5 minutes. You're saint of the saints.
我知道我大概安静不到1分钟。
I could not do it for more than 1 minute.
完之后就乱七八糟想法都来了。
Well, especially when you try to quiet down before God.
甚至小时候那天吃的都什么饭都想起来了。
And all kinds of thoughts will come into your brain and distract you.
又马上想，哎呀，明天那个事要怎么办
？Such as.Things you're going to eat and what's going to happen tomorrow.
其实你平时如果假如不祷告，你根本不会想这事的。
And none of these thoughts will occur to you if you don't pray.
你一进到神面前，这些东西就把你拉开。
But the moment you try to pray, all these thoughts start showing up.
那就是外事。
Those are the outside things.
古代沙漠教父有个很深刻的体会在祷告中。
Again, a church father had a deep appreciation of prayer.
他说不要关注外事。
So do not focus on the outward things.
问题他已经进来怎么办
？But what happened? They already showed up.
他说你不要去驱逐他。
And do not chase them away.
你不要把他这个赶出去，你不要想这件事了。
Do not fight it. Do not.
不要想说你5岁时候吃什么了。
Do not fight them.
你这件事可以不想了。你这件事可以不想了。
You don't have to focus on them.
你想起6岁时候吃什么
？Think about what ate when you were 6 years old.
就是你如果假设一个个驱逐这些闯进来，关键你会永远疲惫，打不完的。
He said, "Don't focus on those things because if you spend time on them, you will end up exhausted fighting them."
你不理他。
But the best way is ignore them.
你就一直在注视耶稣，注视耶稣。
But turn your focus on Jesus.
你说主耶稣，我知道你在这里，就在这个时候。
And saying that, Jesus, I know you're here.
即使我看不到你，我知道你在暗中看着我。
Even though you're invisible, but I know you're there watching me.
你用爱的目光注视着我。
You're looking at me with love.
所以永远不要去老去直接攻击撒旦，去驱逐他。
So you don't have to worry about all those other things.
一直让自己心不断的来到耶稣面前。
But inundate yourself with the things that you want to say to Christ.
来到上帝面前。
To come before God.
这就是奥古斯丁的区别。
And that is the difference of Augustine and Saint Augustine made.
奥古斯丁说，内室外面的就是时间和空间里的所有东西。
And he said, outside the inner room are all things included in time and space.
你刚把门关上。
The moment you close the door,
他们就来敲门。
They will come and knock on the door.
砰砰砰。
And making a noise.
通过你自己的身体五官来骚扰你的祷告。
It interrupts your prayer with all the noise through our senses.
就好像一群嚣张的鬼要进来干扰我们的祷告。
That all kinds of evil spirit will distract us from prayer.
所以你要抵制这种身体上这种感觉。
So you need to resist those senses of your body.
要祷告的灵朝向上帝。
So that your prayerful spirit will focus on God.
这是在你内心深处发生的。
And this occurs in the innermost of our hearts.
你在那里把祷告连同你自己献给神，
where we present our prayers and ourselves to God.
这个形象非常深刻的形象。
This is a deep image.
你一祷告了，
the moment you start praying,
一群鬼就梆梆梆敲门，
all kinds of devil knock on your door and distract you.
不理他，
pay no attention to them.
把自己的祷告连同自己献给神，
but present yourself solely before God.
因为神在听。
Because God is listening.
真的，如果我们用现在的角度去看，你要走进内室，那并不是一个安静的地方。
If you look at our true situation, you enter into your inner room. That's not a quiet place.
你们家哪个地方大概都不是一个安静的地方。
There's no such a place in your house, is there?
这个抗战时期有一句著名的话，叫“华北之大，竟放不下一张安静的书桌了”。
During Sino-Japanese War, there's a saying that no matter how massive the North China is, you cannot find a quiet desk for you to spend a moment.
我们现在这个非常真实。
It's real.
无论你家房子多大，
no matter how big your house,
竟然找不到一个安静的房间了。
You cannot find a quiet room.
我今天早上还查了一下。
This morning I did an experiment.
就是我们家那个一楼一共有几个电话。
How many telephone sets there are in our house?
我现在弄不清是九个还是十个。
I found 9 or 10.
我还不算手机。
Not including cell phone.
还不算电视机。
And not including the TV set.
还不算电脑。
Not including computers.
还不算 iPad.
iPad.
这些东西都不算，电话就九个，所以有时候一打就咔，屋里就响起来。
There are 9 telephone sets. Sometimes they ring same time.
我觉得还不错，因为我们家厕所里还没电话。
My house is okay because we don't have telephone in our bathroom.
我真的看一下，厕所还电话，每个厕所都有电话。
But
我看过。
In some houses and hotels, there are telephones in the bathroom.
这个现代社会，我们根本几乎在这个富裕社会，我们找不到一个安静的房间。
So we cannot find a quiet room in our house.
所以感谢神，这些年的祷告生活训练的时候，神有一天就。其实告诉我，其实你，我给你的房间很大很大，很大很大。
So God says I give you a big room.
首先神就看到你要走出你的房间，走出你家门。
So God says you need to exit from that room.
到你自己所在的小区去走路、散步。
At times when you leave your room and walk in your neighborhood.
如果再说一种很形象的形象，就在上帝的花园中散步。
Or better yet, to walk in the garden of God.
那些草地、那些树木、那些小鸟都是属于神的，都是神创造的。
The trees, flowers, and birds all belong to, all created by God.
出去走。
Just walk in God's garden.
绝对不带手机。
Without your cell phone.
基本在你走这四十分钟内，大概天地还可以照常运转。
Don't worry, the world will continue to move ahead without you.
你和耶稣一起走。
But at 45 minutes, you walk with Christ.
邀请你最好的朋友耶稣和你走。
To walk with your best friend Jesus.
一路散步，一路交谈。
You walk and talk in that garden.
有的时候你可能不需要去谈了。
Sometimes you don't even have to say anything.
哇，你听一群小鸟在叫。
But you can hear all the birds singing.
鸟儿都在赞美神了。
They're all singing praises to God.
你也别把你家那点什么事儿再跟耶稣汇报了。
You don't have to report to Jesus the trouble you have at home anymore.
放下你自己一切忧心的事情。
Put away all your worries.
跟小鸟一起去歌唱。
To sing with the birds.
用你的歌声。
With your voice.
我这个人是在家是从来不敢唱歌的。
I dare not sing at home, in my house.
我一唱歌，太太就说，和女儿也后来跟着说，我们没得罪你啊。
Whenever I sing, my wife and daughter will complain that have we offended you anyway?
哎，我们那头之后，在小区中，尤其走到了空地的时候。
But when I walk outside, especially in the empty place.
有时候情不自禁的唱歌。
The songs just come through without me trying.
你知道，唱歌赞美是双倍的祈祷。
Singing and praises is pray in the double portion.
所以我最喜欢这首小敏的歌，叫《主啊，我赞美你》。
I really enjoy Xiaomin's song that God I praise you.
因为你爱了我。
Because you love me.
你的爱充满了整个宇宙，整个山河。
Your love filled in the entire universe and all mountains and rivers.
那不只是仅仅是个观念。
It's not just a concept.
那是你眼睛可以看到的。
But a reality that you can see with your own eyes.
主，你的爱充满了整个山河，就充满在眼前那片空地上。
God, your love is filled with things I can see.
所以，真的在这时候你就发现。整个这以前都觉得好像出去锻炼是浪费时间。
That tell me to see them frequently we waste our time.
现在发现那是和神叫的在非常好的我的内室，而且很大个内室。
But God now teach me that we have a very large inner room.
你是在上帝的花园中散步。
And you are taking a walk in the garden of God.
完了可以不断地赞美这个照看这个花园的园丁主耶稣。
Where you can continue to praise the gardener who created that garden.
你不只是用你的大脑。
Not only with your brain.
而且你用你的眼睛。
But with your eyes.
用你的听觉。
With your senses.
甚至用你的嗅觉。
And even your smelling sense.
你可以真真实实闻到耶稣的芳香之气。
You can smell the fragrance of Christ.
所以祷告就是和古代一个教父说，祷告就是与上帝作伴。
So this is just like the church father says, prayer is come into the presence of God.
耶稣称我们是朋友。
And God call us his friend.
什么叫朋友？
What a friend.
一年365天从来不说话叫朋友吗？
If you never speak to someone 365 days a year, you still call him friend?
你看那些女生那些她们的那个闺蜜，你就知道什么叫是朋友了。就是一小长大的女孩好朋友。她不知道。
If you know two girls, they grew up together, you know what friendship is.
哇，她们从早上给谈到晚上，电话还不放下来。
And they talk days and nights.
啊，在一起的时候我昨晚就看到那家女儿，哎呀，那个高兴，那个笑，真是无话不谈。
When the two girls get together, they have nothing to, they won't tell each other.
所以，我们和上帝作伴，和耶稣成为朋友，就是这样，跟他无话不谈。
Such is the same between us and Jesus. There is nothing that we cannot talk about.
有时间就聊。
Whenever we get a chance of time, we talk.
抓空就聊， 抓住一个空间的时间就聊。
Take every opportunity to talk.
所以我们要为自己创造一找到你自己的内室。
So we must find our inner room.
我当然不是说，但有的人就是在咱家那个小挂一挂的那个衣间祷告也很好。你找到一个你特殊的那个引导你祷告那个地方。
It's fine if you have such a quiet room in your house. That's good.
那么，内室最深的含义是心。
But the true meaning, the essence of the inner room is about your heart.
是你心里的卧室。
It's that innermost place in your heart.
那个心里的卧室到底是什么？
What is that?
那就是我们心中对神的爱。
That is the place that shows our love for God.
那是我们心中最深的地方。
The innermost place of your heart.
那是设定上帝宝座的地方。
Where God established his throne.
那个地方充满对上帝的爱。
That's filled with our love toward God.
我们爱主耶稣基督。
We love Jesus Christ.
我们爱圣灵。
We love Holy Spirit.
我们爱天父。
We love our Heavenly Father.
不断地去进到这里面。
We continue to enter into that place.
我们通过祷告去培养这种友谊。
Through prayer, we foster such relationship.
因为我们非常坚信。
Because we are convicted. Well,
我们 我们这位天父是大有能力的。
Our God is a mighty God.
更重要，我们相信不只是上帝大有能力。
That we don't not only believe God is a mighty God.
我们真正的信心表达，我们相信上帝的美善。
We also believe we also trust in God's goodness.
我们相信他在乎我。
We know that he cares for us.
我们相信甚至我头一个头掉下来，他都会在乎。
Everything we suffered, he cared.
虽然我们自己看不到。
Even though we cannot see.
甚至我在今天看不到。
Even though we don't see it today.
但我相信他一定在乎我，在乎到一种最重要的程度，愿意为我舍弃自己的一切。
We know that he loves us to the point that he will give us himself for us.
愿意把最好的赐给我。
To give us the best.
即使我有罪过的地方,
even when we're sinful,
我软弱的地方,
we're weak,
我伤痛的地方,
we're hurting,
上帝知道,
God knows,
甚至他可以使这一切的地方都为此效力,
that all these things work together,
使我们这种罪也可以一起互相效力,
our sinners can work together.
是爱神，使他神的儿女得到生命的益处。
So that those who love him will reap the benefit of a true life.
这就是在内室中要抓住的信心。
And that is the faith we must grasp in our innermost place.
即使在你最美好的地方，你抓到的信心。
That's the faith you come to realization in that inner place.
你相信你是神所疼爱的儿女。
And knowing that you are God is a loving father.
也是在最伤痛、最黑暗的地方的信心。
It's also the same conviction that you have when you're in hurt and in sorrow.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
我们是软弱的人。
We are weak.
我们正在犯罪。
We are actually committing sin as we speak.
但就像奥古斯丁说的那样。
But as St. Augustine says,
你要相信,
you have to believe,
上帝甚至可以使你的罪互相效力, 使爱神的人得到生命的益处。
God can make all your sins work together for the benefit of those who love God.
如果我们在这里许多人是很有能力的人,
if many of you are a very able person,
很有才华的人,
very talented and capable.
如果你又是个谦卑的人,
if you are also humble,
你就会知道了,
you will know,
即使你的罪,
even your shortcomings,
神也可以使他成为对你的祝福,
can be used by God to bring you back.
可以使你自己知道, 我不过是出自于尘土, 又归于尘土, 主啊, 求你怜悯我。
So that you know that you You're nothing but dust, and God have mercy on you.
所以这就是我自己今天讲的，我们要进入内室中。
That's why I mean today, when we enter into our inner room,
不断地用跟神去交往
，to continue to communicate with God.
我以前大概几次给推荐一些最简单的古代的祷告。
I've recommended the ancient prayers.
一个祷告就是说，主耶稣，求你怜悯我。
The prayer says, Jesus, have mercy on me.
最近我喜欢那个古代那个祷告就是。阿爸父，我属于你。
Recently, I came across a prayer that says, "Abba, Father, I belong to you."
其实，爸，我属于你。
Father, I belong to you.
甚至你有时候把这一个东西，就是当你知道你是像在天上的父祷告的时候，我们用中文说，你就可以用儿语爸。
So, that helps us to appreciate this relationship. We can call him our Father,
那一个 Daddy 比较不错，英文应该是 Daddy， 呀、yeah, ，就是说你的一个字就表达你对上帝的全部的信心、全部的爱。
The one word you call him Daddy, that shows your trust and your love for him.
如果你觉得这一点还无法能表达你全部感情
，If that doesn't show all your feelings.
你可以用母亲，用妈。
Maybe you can use mom.
因为圣经中有用到这样的形象。
Because that's also described in the Bible.
所以我们的上帝就怎样，就像把我们抱在怀里，把我们摇在膝上摇动。
Because it describes our father, our God will hold us close to His bosom and on His knees.
所以这就是我们向神的祷告，我们要进入内室。
So that is our prayer to God in our innermost.
我们安静地进入我们内心最深处
，the innermost place in our heart.
发自我们内心之中对神的爱
，to express our deepest love for God.
在爱中与那位爱我们的天父相遇
，to be in his presence with our love.And His love,
这种爱成为我们的生命。
This communication of love becomes our life.
愿我们学习祷告的最好的方法就是
，So the best way to learn how to pray is
尽量祷告。
To pray,
不祷告也没关系。不祷告也没关系。
It's okay if you don't pray.
不想祷告说也没关系。
If you don't feel like praying, it's okay.
但你告诉上帝是
，But tell God.
那上帝，我今天不大想祷告。
Today, God, today, I don't like to pray.
那也好。
That's okay too.
比你从不祷告要好的一百倍。
It's still better than say nothing.
Yeah, 好，愿上帝祝福我们。
May God bless us.